For the seventh, it's Austin Chamber, Jamie Terrace, and Anthony Reverman due up. Looking to get their second look against Jordan Flick, who's been pretty good. Drafty from Dassel mowed through a few chargers in a row here. Is that pitch in there for a strike?
We saw the curveball that he's not used a lot.
It's pretty much fastball as the heater missing down and away. Evens it up at 1-1. Goose Hadley listening back in Cold Spring today. He liked that little pot shot I made at his older brother, AJ, as the pitch swung on and missed. Now 1-2. As the 1-2 offering, that's popped up foul and out of play. Austin today bounced out to the then pitcher, Mike Weber. Walked, stole second, stranded at third, and walked. So 0 for 1 on the day. Two walks for Austin Chainberg. 1-2. Who's the guy that your buddy Nightsling told you? The closer? Arns?
Arns.
Okay. As the 1-2 pitch in there, strike three. Chainberg goes down looking for out number one, second strikeout for Jordan Flick. Are we going to see Mr. Arns if Flick keeps going like this?
I would say we probably will yet. Jeff Nightsling over in that Dassel, Cokato area, Jeff said, yep, if Delano gets to that last inning or two with a lead, you're probably going to see him, and he can throw gas.
First offering to Jamie Terrace, missing for a ball. So they started this Mike Weber, but throwing before the game was number 21, Jeremy Machino. So I was anticipating he would be maybe first on call. As the 1-0 pitch to Terrace, curveball drops in there, 1-1.
Seen a few more curveballs here.
Second time through. Top of the order. And Flick, the drafty from Dassel. There's a hook that Jamie was ready for, but he laces it foul. Moves our count to 1-2. Flew out to short, bounced out to third, bounced out to first for JT on the day, 0 for 3.
That narrow corner, Kirby, that ball bounced back into the field of play, so the left fielder ended up going and retrieving it.
1-2 the count. Terrace looking to get the Chargers going here in the seventh as they trail by one. 3-2 the score. As this pitch missing down and away, now 2-2. Jamie was all over that hook, Randy. You don't think he'd try to sneak that cheese past the rat again, would you?
I don't know.
2-2 pitch, fastball down and away. Fills it up at 3-2.
I think he would have liked to, but just seeing how Jamie tattooed it, it's like maybe this guy likes to hit curveballs.
3-2 offerings. Swung on and fouled at home, and ooh, that might have got a finger or something off the catcher, Toby Hansen.
Right above that shin guard.
Not where you want it. Plate umpire goes out. Jamie Terrace, some words of encouragement to Toby Hansen. Toby's okay. Puts his goalie mask back on.
Yeah, they both told him it's only going to get a little black and blue.
Flick ready, as is his catcher Hansen. Payoff pitch again to Terrace. Is missing down, check swing, and he did check it, and Jamie's aboard with a one-out walk.
The umpire was so far back, he was almost on the outfield grass.
He was back there.
He's a good 120, 130 feet away. I mean, he might as well be standing in right field and get the appeal call, right?
Pretty much was.
It's just ridiculous. Don't even appeal it, for crying out loud.
It's a one-on, one-out tying run on for Spring Hill, and it's Anthony Reverman, 0 for 3 on the day. First offering from Flick. This is lifted into short right center field. This will be a long run. Coming on. Ball's going to drop. Terrace could only move up a bag. Miller couldn't get there from center. Althoff either from rights. And it's a walk and a single on the Chargers cooking here in the seventh, Randy.
For the first time since the fourth inning, Charger Nation has something to cheer about.
Just a little doink. We went through the Western Stearns and Eastern Candiohi County mentions of what teams call that hit, a Regal hit, a Roscoe hit, a Lake Henry hit, a Spring Hill hit, right. A New Munich hit.
Today whatever it's a Spring Hill hit and it works.
Just a little chunk over second base as a member of the grounds crew out onto the field. Lost a ball. Kids playing catch in the bullpen. ball has been retrieved and thrown back over the fence. So the batter is Regan Nelson, and this is who Spring Hill wants up right now, as he's 2-for-2 with a walk on the day and has scored a run. Regan singled off Jordan Flick the only time he's faced him. Flick ready, first and second with one away. The first offering, off speed, dropped in there. There's that hook, Randy.
Starts him with a curveball, and I think he started almost every batter here in the seventh inning with that curveball.
Hole and one to Regan Nelson. Terrace from second, Reverman from first. Off-speed pitch waved at right there by Regan. He's in a hole at 0-2. Oh, and two the count. Big spot right here. Flick looking for a ground ball. Nelson trying to tie it up. Two-strike pitch. In there, strike three. Goes down looking, does Regan. And Randy, that hook is starting to play some mind games on these Chargers because they've looked at two heaters down the middle.
Exactly. That's when you said mind games, I'm looking at curveball, curveball, and now Regan's thinking, what is he going to throw me? And he burned the fastball by him.
So some backwards pitching from Jordan Flick. Gets him a big strikeout right there. Terrace stays put at second. Reverman at first. It's up to Eric Schoenberg right now for Spring Hill. First offering. There's the hook. And missing inside for a ball. Didn't miss by much for Jordan. 1-0 the count. 3-2 is the score in favor of Delano. Chargers threatening, though, here in the seventh. As the pitch popped up, fouling out of play, we'll even it up at 1-1. Eric today struck out in the second inning. Bounced out to short in the third. Flew out to center in the fifth, working on an 0-for-3. He is Eric Schoenberg. Jamie Terrace at second base. Now playing behind the bag at first. Behind Reverman is Schleiper. This pitch is on the corner for a strike, and Schoenberg in a hole at 0-2, and there was the hook, Randy. So, the way we've seen three outs get recorded this inning, odds would say here comes the heater down the middle.
Right.
Someone tell Eric, right?
Someone get that message to Eric, right.
You know, he saw it. As Flick ready, a 1-2, that's missing low. Nice stop by the catcher, Toby Hansen, to fill it up, or to even it up. How about at 2-2?
And good patience there by Eric at the plate. Maybe seeing that fastball come that he didn't get too aggressive with it.
2-2 the count. Flick looking to put a pin in the Charger seventh. Schoenberg trying to keep her going. Flick ready. The 2-2. Tapped right back to Jordan Flick. He fields. He flips to retire Schoenberg. And the Chargers leave a couple here in the seventh inning. Spring Hill scores no runs on two hits. There was no runs on one hit, how about? There were no Delano errors, two runners left on base. Stretch time in Hamburg on to the bottom of the seventh, coming up in 1 minute right here on Chasm Radio.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Bottom seven, stretch time, and a little Sweet Caroline in Hamburg. Is Randy, compelling ball we've seen through 6.5.
It's been a competitive game. Yeah, you would like to think that maybe Spring Hill has played better today, Kirby, just because, I mean, they've left 10 guys on base. They've had more offensive opportunities than Delano. Anthony Reverman's been great with the exception of that fourth inning and three runs in that inning where there were a couple errors and a wild pitch. And, you know, gosh, but that's why you play nine innings.
That's the way she goes. Bottom seven, bottom of the order for Delano. It starts with Jeff Althoff. He's got the difference in the game with that RBI single. As first pitch swinging, taps it out in front of home plate. Reverman will field barehanded and rip a throw over to first base. Nice play right there by Anthony. Runs getting it on the bare hand.
You bet. Good hop right off the mound. And I think Reverman has given Gordy Barton everything he would have asked out of a pitcher today.
So it went double, single, and the guy was stopped at third, but then the error came. So that means all those runs were unearned in that inning, right?
Exactly.
So, I mean,
has not walked a man.
Six and a third of unearned ball, unearned run ball. First pitch missing inside to Nate Norman. 48 managers in this tournament who would say, yeah, I'll take that. I'll have what he's having. As the 1-0 offering from Reverman. Pitch hit on the ground towards short. Terrace Fields, nice hop. Throw across the diamond in time. Two quick ones on the ground to retire Althoff and Norman. It'll be Adam Schlaper. Programming between games runs. Birthday Club, Little Legends of Country. Abbreviated Legends of Country, but some Legends of Country.
Got it. We'll get the Catholic Mass.
That'll sneak in there as well. And then you and I scoot on over to Waconia for Richmond and Dumont. And then Lux and St. Benedict. Royals on their way down on the bus. Best of luck, Richmond. As the first offering in there for a strike.
And then following the Richmond-Dumont game, we'll have Luxembourg.
Lux and St. Benedict. Fun day of baseball
yes,
for Randy
indeed.
And I. One strike the count to the nine hitter who's 0 for 2 on the day. As Reverman, his little pause delivery, spikes a pitch coming up to the plate. Evening the count up at 1-1. Still windy. No one's complaining about the heat today because
no.
There isn't much.
The pickles aren't growing, Kirby.
Tomorrow's your day. 1-1 pitch is skied to left. Schoenberg right on it. Now a couple steps back. Makes the catch. 1-2-3. Go the A's in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 3-2 Delano after... Seven completes onto the eighth in a minute and a half on KASM.
No hits, no errors for Delano on the seventh.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you find the kind of food that mom and grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or ticket-to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites, so come hungry. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And remember the Sportsman's Den for your weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 25th. Cindy has booked a Shaw Band and has them playing from 8 until midnight at the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. To order or book your events, phone the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, 243-4546.
Albany Laundromat is under new ownership and encourages you to come and give it a try. Major renovations are underway, and Albany Laundry can help wash those dirty and grimy work clothes, rugs, and much more in the heavy-duty commercial-grade machines. Get a week's worth of clothes done in record time when you visit Albany Laundry, right off I-94 between Holiday and DQ. This radio message brought to you by your Ream Pro partner, Guild Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drives to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com.
Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Getting late early from the Chargers to the eighth. Owen Meyer, Luke Damer, then the lineup flips over. And Nathan Terrace in the top of the eighth. It's the bottom of the order. First pitch swinging. Owen Meyer on the ground to third. High throw, but plenty of time for the first baseman, Adam Schlaper, to retrieve that James Otto throw and get back to the bag 5-3 to retire Meyer for out number one. And Randy down to their final five outs. And
all right.
For the play-by-play, why don't you go ahead?
Thank you. You know, it was interesting. Owen Meyer and catcher Toby Hansen. Hansen knucked him. He stole Toby
Hansen's. That's
stole
good stuff.
Yeah, that's good
stuff.
Right, I caught that, and I'm going, hey, that's a catcher at the University of Minnesota giving Owen Meyer knucks on a great catch in center field. Here's Cheetah pinch hitting for Spring Hill, and Carter Cheetah batting for Luke Damer gets a single to right field. How do you like that, Carter Cheetah?
That a baby coming off the pine, sitting there all day, waiting to do something. Comes up, first pitch, knocks it to right, tying run, and now he comes out.
Now we're going to get Aaron Kristen. He's going to run for Carter Cheetah.
It's the tying run, Randy.
Tying run with one out. You got Nathan Terrace, who is a good bunter. Do you take your chances on maybe pushing him over to second and Eric Terrace?
He drag bunted earlier, and James Otto's already in front of the bag over at third, Randy. So he's not going to sneak one past him here. But a good bunt.
Kristen is lead at first as here's Terrace swinging away, fouling it back over our heads, and the count 0-1. Jordan Flick came on in relief back in the fourth inning of A.J. Rasmussen, and Rasmussen had started the fourth inning in relief of Mike Weber. So the third pitcher for Delano today, 0-1 the count to Terrace. There's a strike called on the outside corner, and 0-2. One out, one on.
Don't you have a brother-in-law named Mike Weber?
I got Dan Weber.
Dan Weber. Oh.
I know a bunch of Mike Webers, though. 0-2 the count. Just a courtesy lob over to first.
If that's not the A move, that might be closer to the XY move.
Yeah, the C or the D move. Yeah, right, XY, I'll go with that. Yeah, Schlepper over at first base. Just kind of get here, get here, get here. Now, Flick. Another throw. Interesting that he's thrown over there on 0-2, but they might be expecting a steal now with Spring Hill trying to get that runner in scoring position some way, somehow. Here's Terrace. Fly ball down right field line. Chased, and Schlepper gets spun around the first baseman, and that ball does some tricks on him in the air and doesn't even get close to it in the end.
No, I don't know if the wind knocking that back, but he did not get a good read on where that one was going to land. And now you got a guy who's got an RBI already in the game, Randy, and you get an opportunity for Terrace, some fresh life here.
Nathan Terrace, going to get that pitch to hit on the afternoon. He is a 2-for-2. Flick comes home. And just missing on the outside corner. And the count, 1-2.
That was a take and a half right there.
Toby Hansen behind the plate. He held that ball there just a little bit longer than you normally would as a catcher. Kristen leads again. Time call by Nathan Terrace. Nathan trying to pick something out of his eye. Kristen leads from first. Flick comes home. Terrace fouls this one. The plate, that's going to go off of the catcher's mask.
That was a hack at that one. Not exactly a shorten up on 2 strikes swing by any means.
Hansen got the best of that.
Rattle the cage of that big athletic.
That is one kind of funky mask that he has on.
It was nice of the local street hockey team in Delano to borrow him that.
One ball, 2 strikes. Curveball, Terrace skies it to left field. Lots of room there for Benjamin as he'll wait for it to come down. Makes the catch for out number 2. So that ball was not going anywhere, and now Eric Terrace is going to try to gap one here on the Delano A's.
12 outs now for Mr. Flick, Randy.
Boy, they are pinching the middle of this field right now, giving them the lines, but really squeezing it as Eric Terrace takes high for ball 1-0. 1-0 the count. Get a station ID here in our next break. So we've hit the 1 o'clock hour. Terrace shows a little bunt, then pulls back, and the pitch is outside. And 2-0. Brought to you today by B&S Excavating in Belgrade, Albany and Richmond A&W, IPM of Wade Park, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Rembo of New London, a Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph. There's a strike call to Eric Terrace, and 2-1. Also bringing us baseball today, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, Erkins Water of Cold Spring, El Rosa Lumber Incorporated, the fine folks over at Stony Creek Dairy, Pep's Pork, and Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Sauk Center, New Munich, and Long Prairie. Pop up to Schlepper at first in foul ground. Mr. Adam Schlepper makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Chargers here in the eighth. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on. 7.5 from Hamburg. It's Delano 3, Spring Hill 2. More in a minute and a half on KASM.
After 7.5. At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Promotional Resources, Inc. In the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, Inc. In the business of promoting your business.
This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
Bottom of the eighth inning, and Anthony Reverman delivers the first pitch, a strike call to leadoff man Brady Miller. Miller, Benjamin, and Hansen for Delano here in the eighth. Reverman's pitch, check swing, and that'll go into the third base dugout. And Brandon Welly doesn't even have to flash leather as he bare hands that one. Just like he would a burger.
Well, it's the eighth. You know, he's thinking about it's pretty close to burger o'clock, but that thing's not holding a burger right now, Randy.
No, it's not. 3-2 Delano, 0-2 the count to Brady Miller. Reverman delivers, and Miller screeches one foul in the count at 0-2 yet.
Brent Terrace into the game to play left for Spring Hill. Austin Schamberg moves to right at first base, Jordan Welly.
0-2 the count. Reverman has the sign from Nate Terrace as he kicks and delivers, and here's a chopper up the middle, fielded by Eric Terrace over to first, 4-3 in the putout. Region Baseball, we're brought to you by Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Richmond, Dairy Line Supply of Sauk Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Farmers and Merchants, State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Woody's Barn Grill in Greenwald, Central Minnesota Realty, the Greenwald Pub, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, and Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud. It is Scott Benjamin to the plate. 1-for-3 today, and he rips this one fair down the third baseline. Make it 2-for-4 for Mr. Benjamin. He's the guy that got things rolling in the fourth inning when Delano scored 3. And Gordy Barton is going to come out to the mound here, and looks like Peyton Van Beck is standing on the top step of the dugout. Going to make a pitching change here for Mr. Reverman.
Spring Hill faithful, they're going to cheer their heart out for this kid because Anthony gave them everything they had today, Randy.
He certainly did. So Reverman out, Peyton Van Beck in. Let's take a 1-minute timeout here on KASM.
Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville is serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it's so good, their customers keep coming back for more. Open at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday and 9 on Saturday, you can enjoy your food and beverage in-house or take it to go. Bar Bingo is every Tuesday night at 6:30, and Queen Bee's is also licensed for off-site food and alcohol, so they'd be happy to cater your wedding, groom's dinner, birthday, anniversary, and more. Just call Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville and get the ball rolling. Phone 243-3975. That's 243-3975.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
Bottom of the eighth inning in
Waconia. All right, pitching change for Spring Hill, Kirby Hemish.
Peyton Van Beck out of the pen for the Chargers. Boy, was this guy awesome for Spring Hill. 16 and two-thirds in regions. Gave up one run, 14 strikeouts, hit two. Nice little bullet to go to in the ninth inning, trying to keep it at a one-run game. The draftee from El Rosa.
Van Beck will face left-handed hitting Toby Hansen.
Any coincidence there? You bring the lefty into the big lefty? So
works pretty good here in that situation. Benjamin leads from first, and Hansen will follow this one back and out of play. And the count at 0-1. On deck, it's Jack Paulson.
Not to turn this into a Toby Hansen fan club meeting, but that is a pretty swing, even on a foul ball.
Yeah. 0-1 the count. Peyton Van Beck glances to first, and the lefty comes home trying to catch the outside corner. Rule the ball, and 1-1.
Talk curveballs all day. This guy's got a sharp one, Randy. You got to respect that hook.
1-1 the count. Hansen so far on the afternoon, 1-for-3. Had a base hit in the fourth inning after the double by Benjamin. Pitch low and away in the count, 2-1. Just watching Hansen and his mechanics at the plate, how he follows that pitch, Kirby, till the very last second.
Tracking.
Yeah. Something good hitters are really trained to do. 2-1. Hansen swings and misses. I think he was looking for that fastball to come a little bit more over the plate, and it sailed outside on him.
Big pitch right here.
2-2. Benjamin leads from first, and curveball popped up. Nathan Terrace flips the mask. He's following it behind home plate, makes the catch for the out. And there's nothing more frustrating as a hitter to pop out to the catcher, the first baseman, or the third baseman. Yeah.
In front of the mound, in foul territory, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Gone in a silo, Toby.
Two down. And to the plate. Cleanup hitter Jack Paulson. Paulson 1-for-3 on the afternoon, reached on an error back in that fourth inning. And Van Beck is moved to first, has Benjamin diving back. And you know, this is a situation now where Delano might have Paulson take a pitch or two and try to move Benjamin over, maybe having him steal.
Shanberg Terrace, Reverman, Brent Terrace, the scheduled hitters for the Chargers. Last wraps in the ninth.
Pitch from Van Beck, a little low and inside in the count, 1-0 to Paulson. Looking ahead to the ninth for the Chargers, you're going to have your 2-3-4 hitters, Austin Shanberg, Jamie Terrace, Anthony Reverman. See if Reverman will re-enter as a hitter. Possibly will. Van Beck's pitch, ground ball short. Terrace has that two-hopper on to Eric Terrace at second. That'll do it. 6-4 in the fourth, and for the Delano A's in the eighth. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played eight here in Hamburg, 3-2. It's Delano leading Spring Hill. We're back in 1.5.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty, and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me wherever I am, just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me, like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday or take over the family farm. I trust them because friendly still counts. Visit fmpierce.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Austin Schoenberg leads off the top of the ninth inning for the Spring Hill Chargers. Schoenberg, Jamie Terrace, Anthony Reberman. Schoenberg swings so hard he spun himself in the ground, fouled it off, and 0-1 to Austin. Kirby, new pitcher.
Jake Nelson out of the pen. He is a Delano Athletic on relief of Jordan Flick, who was brilliant, Randy.
Yes, he was. The A's definitely needed his relief work today. Drafty from D.C.
13 outs, couple singles.
Pitch from Nelson is low and away to Austin Schoenberg, and the count at a ball and a strike. Austin will follow this one over our heads, and 1-2 now to Schoenberg. Now, game coming up next here is Sartell and Hutchinson. And then over in Waconia, the 1:30 game will feature Sobieski and Windham.
You looking at the back of your media pass?
Oh, ooh. Here's Schoenberg ripping this to left field. Benjamin looking up. He's not going to get it. Austin is legging it out into second base with a stand-up double here in the ninth.
Greeting, Jake Nelson. You just knew these guys weren't going to go down quietly, Randy, as a big knock right there for Schoenberg, and you said legging it out. Everything he had right there trying to get to second base as he'll be lifted for a pinch runner.
So Schoenberg coming out. They're going to get a pinch runner in.
Eric Barton. No. Dylan Kirkin. Dylan Meyer. How about third time's the charm curb?
So Dylan Meyer coming in to run for our Austin Schoenberg. And you wonder if Austin hurt that leg a little bit more than one would imagine, because why would you be pinch running for Austin Schoenberg?
Just that leg's not as healthy as he'd like it to be, obviously. Yeah. He's probably their best base runner, I'd say, him and Eric Terrace. Granted, no disrespect to Owen Meyer, but
yeah,
just can't do it. So tying run at second, part of the order you want up.
You bet, Jamie Terrace. Terrace so far today, 0 for 3 with a walk in his last at bat. And right away, the pitcher steps off the rubber, testing that new guy out. Jake Nelson has Meyer hustling back to second. And Terrace takes a ball, or takes a strike, actually, in 0-1. The ball's in a strike. Oh, on the count. And there's a ground ball by Terrace deep into the hole. That's going to get by the shortstop, and the Chargers start double base hit here in the ninth inning. And, Kirby, this is a spot now where Reberman has to re-enter the ball game. Peyton Van Beck pitched one inning.
No, he's the pitcher DH, Randy, so he can still hit. Yeah.
Okay, so that's
Van Beck's still in the ball game.
Still in the game, okay.
So he was the DH and the pitcher.
That's how you started the game with him. Okay, got it. Yeah. All right, so Reverman batting. Runners at first and third. Anthony so far today is 1-for-4. And the pitch. Reverman will foul this one back and out of play. And 0-1. The ball's one strike. First and third, nobody out. Chargers trailing by a run here in the ninth, and a swing and a miss. Reverman chased a ball down in the dirt, and 0-2.
Regan Nelson into the on-deck circle. Brent Terrace was in that spot. Regan re-entering. Got to put it in play here if you're Reverman.
Oh, you do. Yeah. Preferably to the right side. Reverman drives it to right center field. This one is going to be caught on the run. And oh, Meyer didn't tag. Meyer did not tag at third base. And a big mistake by the pinch runner, because this game should be tied right now.
He's got to be on the bag. If Miller catches that ball on that slide, jogs home easily. If it drops, jogs home easily. Instead, Randy, when the ball was caught, we looked over, and Meyer was 3-4 steps off the bag, and he's got to retreat to first.
To third, and
he's not able to get back home. So just a tough blow on a day that Spring Hills had some tough blows.
Brady Miller made a nice diving catch or sliding catch, and yeah, it's like something Meyer should be standing on third base watching it all happen, and he was way too far down the line. So with one out, runner still at first and third, Regan Nelson re-enters the ball game, and he fouls the first pitch to the backstop, and 0-1. Still 3-2 Delano, top of the ninth inning.
See if Regan can pick up his teammate here.
Eric Schoenberg in the on-deck circle.
We out of baseballs? Or is one? Oh.
Home plate umpire.
The kids playing catch and left are giving my... My heart a break every now and then to...
That can happen once. I think that's all that it can happen. And, yeah, they can't play in that bullpen no more.
You guys want to talk to by Ken Vogt? Because you're on your way.
Oh, on the count to Regan Nelson, who has re-entered here. One out, two on. Nelson, again, fouling it back and out of play, just... reaching for that pitch on the outside corner. And that time, Kirby, you could tell he was trying to punch it right side.
They're thinking right side.
Anything right side.
Problem now is with one out, Randy, you hit that two hopper to the second baseman. That could be the ball game.
Exactly. Here's Nelson, ground ball slowly to short. They're not going to get anybody as it's bobbled by Paulson at short. And they have tied it up, the Chargers had. Oh, my, the Charger gods are looking out for him here, aren't they? Wow, an error by Paulson.
They weren't going to get two, and, man, Jack Paulson's been so good at shortstop today. But they weren't going to get two, so he's just trying to get one right there, and the ball rolls up his arm. Now you got to go ahead run into a scoring position with Jamie Terrace as we're knotted up at three.
And here comes Eric Schoenberg to the plate. Jamie Terrace at second. Nelson reaches on that air. He's at first. And the pitch to Schoenberg is outside a ball. And 1-0. Owen Meyer on deck.
This guy's due.
Jake Nelson on the mound. Fourth pitcher of the day for the Delano A's. And a swing and a miss by Eric. Strike one. One ball, one strike.
Struck out in the second. Bounced out in the third. Flew out in the fifth, bounced out in the seventh.
Nelson, just a quick glance back to second. Schoenberg lines it up the middle. Base hit. Terrace is going to be held as a strong throw from Miller.
Oh, boy.
Right to the plate.
Gordo, that's a good call. He would have been toast. Oh, man, what a throw coming in from Brady Miller. But now you get Owen Meyer to the plate. Bases loaded. Just one out yet, Randy. Jake Nelson, the Chargers, they're seeing him well. You wonder if Flick ran out of gas or what, because Flick was just cruising. Fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. The Spring Hill had a runner here and there, but
the infield coming in now. Play for trying to cut the run off at home plate. 3-3 our score, top of the ninth inning.
This is fun.
A three-hit ninth for the Chargers. And now looks like Steve Island is going to go out and have a word with his right-hander on the mound. We're not seeing any activity in their bullpen right now, Kirby. So this is what he's got.
No activity in the pen unless the next pitcher
comes from within.
Yeah, it's coming from the field. But right now the game is Nelson's. And this is where it's tough. You get – where are they at? Owen Meyer is fast enough. You can't really turn two. You know, you got to play. You got to play infield all the way in. Meyer's had a day. He's had. I mean, we talked about him. He's been hot since Regions. Doubled. Got hit by a pitch. Stole a base. Came around to score. So he's 1-for-3 on the day. But you know, you're in the bottom part of the order. But of the guys in the bottom of the order, Randy, this is probably who you want up there.
I totally agree. I mean, he had a great region tournament. He's seeing the ball well, Kirby.
Making diving catches in center.
Yeah, a contact hitter. He has not struck out today, so he's going to put the ball in play for you.
Powwow comes to an end. 3-3, top nine.
All right. Nelson ready on the mound. The right-hander works from the stretch. And the pitch to Owen Meyer. A swing and a miss. Strike one. Owen swinging away there. You look at the third baseman was charging. You know, they might have been expecting squeeze. That was talked about, I'm sure, amongst them guys on the mound. Ready again. There's a squeeze. Meyer puts it down foul. Oh. So second pitch.
Gordo. Got some burglar. I love it. I mean, the pitch was away. The fact that Meyer even got a piece of the bat on
right,
that one is
right.
It's unbelievable. But
I like how Owen held back until just about the last second.
Can't show early,
no. 0-2 the count. Here comes the pitch. Curveball, swing and a miss. Big strikeout for Nelson, the right-hander. And now you get Aaron Welly to the plate. Jordan Welly. And Jordan has not batted all game.
No, I don't think he hit in regions either. I don't have him for any at-bats. So welcome to playoff baseball, J-Dub.
Infield to play back now. 3-3 our score. Bases still loaded. Big time for Jordan Welly. Pitch low and away. Ball one.
Spring Hill is number six, Jordan Welly.
Jamie Terrace at third. Second base, it's Reverman. Schamberg at first.
Jordan Welly at the plate. Pitch, catching the outside corner, a strike, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. No. What the heck happened there? Pitcher threw over to the third baseman.
I think that they were thinking maybe Jamie Terrace was going to get caught napping. Terrace has got his arms out right now. You really think I'm going to get back picked? Ninth inning of a state tournament game that's tied?
Well, he swings and misses strike two, 1-2.
Because it was just a quick, the catcher Hansen to the pitcher who quickly whipped it over there.
One ball, two strikes. Two outs, bases loaded. The pitch, curveball outside, and the count 2-2.
Delano crowd didn't like it, but that was well outside.
You bet. Nathan Terrace on deck for Spring Hill.
He's got two hits today.
Nelson shakes off a sign and now comes home. And Welly gets a piece of it, folds it back right next to Kirby Hemish here. You had your old fishing net out. You probably would have had that baby.
TC Bears glove. I might have been able to catch that.
2-2 the count. Here comes the pitch. High and 3-2.
Now it's fun because you get 3-2 with two outs, so everybody's moving here. Base knock, you're up two for sure.
Three balls, two strikes. Jordan Welly steps out of the box. He's back in now. Runners will be going. Bases juice, two outs. Nelson's pitch, a swing and a miss. Welly is down on strikes to end the ninth for the Chargers, but they get the equalizer. One run, three hits, one error, and three left on. We played 8.5 here in Hamburg. 3-3 Spring Hill and Delano. We're back in 1.5.
Come join us for breakfast at Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville. Open at 8 Monday through Friday and 9 on Saturday. The breakfast menu includes specialty French toast and breakfast quesadilla, fluffy pancakes, eggs any style, bacon, ham, and sausage, hash browns, caramel rolls, and more. Plus, come play bar bingo on Tuesday nights at 6:30, sponsored by the Painesville Lions. Great food is always being served at Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville. At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Woody's Bar and Grill in Greenwald wishes good luck to all the area teams in this year's state baseball tournament. Woody's offers friendly service and a great atmosphere, plus good drinks and an excellent menu to serve you better. Choose from a variety of sandwiches, tacos, pizzas, and more. Ask about their homemade barbecue sauce, one of the best all around. When you feel a need for food or a cold drink, head to Woody's in Greenwald.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the ninth inning. Matt Carson, a pinch hitter, batting for Hinkle, and leads it off. And a ground ball over to Jamie Terrace at short. Jamie in on the grass. We'll get Carson and one out.
The ball was in and out of that glove. Lickety split, Randy, as an efficient out as Terrace. Hart probably still beaten from standing on third over there, being the go-ahead run in the top of this the ninth inning, but made the nice play.
James Otto. So 6-3 on the putout. Here comes the third baseman, James Otto, to the plate. James, so far today, 1-for-3 with a run scored. And the pitch, a strike from Peyton Van Beck on 1. Van Beck, the lefty, delivers. Here's a ground ball to Eric Terrace at second. Eric up with it over to first, 4-3 on the putout. A couple ground ball outs for Peyton Van Beck and the Chargers, and Jeff Althoff, the right fielder.
Spring Hill fans fired up or what? Jeez, every
they
little
are fired, yeah.
Every little strike and everything. That's what makes it fun, though. I mean, you get the juice going and you get the crowd into it. We're an out away from free baseball here today. It's going to be that's what makes it entertaining. Two quick outs is Althoff taking his time getting into the batter's box.
And he has made his way to the box, and Peyton Van Beck's pitch is low for a ball, 1-0.
God, you look at the effort that Reverman gave you off the mound, Randy, that you got your reliever only starting his first full inning of work right here, and it's Van Beck who threw a ton for you in region, so you know he can go.
Althoff steps out of the batter's box. And in again, the count, 1-1, no strikes. Peyton Van Beck kicks and delivers, and that pitch is low and outside, and the count, 2-0.
You don't think 2-0 with those big biceps, he's got something on his mind down the left field corner, do you?
I think that might be the case. Sunshine here in Hamburg. Pitching, he'll pop it up in the infield, Jamie Terrace. Calls for it and makes the catch, and yeah, you bet, Kirby said, free baseball for Delano in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We make our way to the 10th. We're tied 3-3. Spring Hill and Delano, we're back in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation. Congratulations and good luck to all the area teams who are playing in the state amateur baseball playoffs. Just like them being a winning team in baseball, you'll be on a winning team with West Central Sanitation. Great service from a local family-owned company will always get you to the playoffs. Play hard and be proud you made it this far. Please know West Central Sanitation is cheering for you and proud to be a part of amateur baseball. Go teams!
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop.
evening specials, and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs, too. Get your events booked at the pub. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
We go to the top of the 10th inning. Right-hander Jake Nelson on the mound for Delano.
9-1-2. Terrace, Shaneberg.
Bemidji has won their ball game over in Waconia 12-3. So Bemidji defeated New Prague. Big win there. As Nathan Terrace takes a called strike, 0-1.
Is there any small state tournament wins?
No, but New Prague's usually.
Oh, yeah, no, big win.
I remember 2017. That was one of the teams Lake Henry had to beat. New Prague. I think they beat them right here.
Bemidji's good. Yeah. Oh, they did beat them right here. But yeah. Bemidji's good, man. They got to the Final Eight last year against the Rockies.
0-2 the count to Nathan Terrace, and the pitch is outside. From right-hander Jake Nelson, and one ball, two strikes.
Sorry, Randy. 2-for-3 on the day for Nathan with a sack bunt. Couple singles. Looking for a three-hit state tournament trip.
One ball, two strikes. And the pitch low and outside, and 2-2. 2-2 the count. As Nelson kicks and delivers, and Terrace ground ball to short. Paulson down on it. High throw, and Schlepper does get his foot on the bag, but he also tags Nathan Terrace and 6-3.
Got him twice, huh?
Yes, he did.
That's where you get 10th inning stuff right there. I want this out any way possible, Randy. I'll tag him. I'll step on the bag, whatever. Just kind of
make sure. Make sure, yep. That'll bring Eric Terrace to the plate. Eric, his sixth plate appearance already in this ballgame. Kirby, Spring Hill has left 14 guys on base. A lot of base runners. And the breaking ball, a strike call to Eric Terrace, 0-1.
Sun comes out from behind the clouds. It's a nice day all of a sudden.
Again, hitting the corner is Nelson, and 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. Terrace rips this one foul past Gordon Barton. Count stays 0-2. Eric looking for that second hit of the afternoon for himself. He is currently 1-for-4. And a sacrifice fly that scored Chargers' second run. Breaks his bat, bloops this to left field. Benjamin coming hard. He'll dive.
Oh, man.
And he'll make the catch. I don't think Eric saw the catch being made, but Benjamin laid it out, made a nice running catch.
Yeah, ET was busting butt out of the box trying to get to two, but we've seen some awesome D today. A couple errors. You know, we got five total errors on the board, but Meyer in left center earlier. You get the nice catch right there in left for Benjamin. We've seen some nice plays in the hole defensively.
You bet. Here comes Austin Shaneberg, and Austin will take a pitch that's high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Low and away the pitch, and 2-0. Two outs, nobody on for Spring Hill here in the 10th inning. There's a strike called, and 2-1 now to Austin Shaneberg. What's Austin done? Walked a couple times. He's 1-for-3, had a double in his last at bat. This time a two hopper to third. Ottawa across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout. That'll end the Chargers 10th, nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. 9.5 innings. Spring Hill 3, Delano 3. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM.
No runs, no hits.
Taking fire safety precautions today can help keep your tomorrow secure. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, encourage you to talk fire safety, test your smoke alarms, and make an escape plan with your family during Fire Prevention Week. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Contact an agent today. With us, you can trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Attention Artex spreader owners. Did you know that your spreader can be used for more than just hauling manure? Artex Manufacturing has made it possible for you to use your spreader as a forage wagon. They offer silage extension panels that go around the top of the spreader to give you a larger capacity. Give your number one dealer, Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, a call at 800-338-6455 to get your extensions ordered today and beat the rush.
If you have a barn, we have a solution.